On the phone with us is Kansas 1st District Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall, calling us from Washington. And Dr. Marshall, nice to have you on the air this morning. And I got to tell you what, there's nothing but constant news. I don't know if it's real news or what, coming out of Washington lately.
Well, Randy, thanks for having me on Eagle Radio, and excited to touch base with some of our listeners there. There's lots of noise. There's so much noise going on, and it's a huge distraction to Congress, but we're certainly staying very, very focused on the job that the big First District of Kansas sent me here to do, to give us a voice on the House Ag Committee, to fix the economy, national security, and health care. So there's plenty of noise going on, but we're staying focused on our task at hand.
Well, one of the things I know Jerry would like to throw out to you a question is, when will Republicans go on the offense, especially when it comes to all the stuff that's come out and allegations about President Trump? There's a lot of frustration built up that that the president's not getting enough congressional support. Kind of throw us your thoughts.
Certainly, we're certainly trying to give him the support that he deserves and focus on the positive things he's done. For instance, opening the China market to beef is huge. You know, for 13 years, we've not been able to sell beef in China. That may be the biggest announcement for agriculture in the Big First District this year. So there are lots of things he's doing, but we have a very positive message on the health care. But it's a battle. It seems like I could talk 15 positive things, and if I disagree with the president on one issue, that's all they're going to air. So it's a challenge dealing with the national media. I got to admit, they're pretty tough.
Well, let me ask you this. I know when you were in Salina here, it'd be a little over a week ago in your town hall, Jerry calls them the socialist of Salina, kind of dominated getting questions answered, and that he thought you were very patient. And actually, you know, he didn't think he would be able to put up with what they were doing and saying. But one question Jerry had about the wall, the border wall, he believes, and is this correct, that you oppose building a border wall?
You know, I don't know that I oppose it as much as I don't think it's necessary. I want to emphasize, I want to secure the border. I've talked to several congressmen, people with extensive experience in the military, or retired sheriff's officers went down there and visited the border, and they came back from that visit, and the people that control the border, that are in charge of security, say they'd like to be able to see across that border. And they have several other ideas, some type of a huge pylon that would go at 45-degree angles, that would prevent trafficking but allow them to see who's coming. So I think there's different parts for the border. Mr. Trump keeps saying he wants to build it, so I'm not opposed to it. I think there's probably some more efficient ways we can spend the American money. So as long as we get the border secured, I want to go in that direction.
What do you think about the announcement that was made Wednesday of a special counsel to look into the allegations of collusion with President Trump's campaign and Russia? Is that a good idea, a bad idea, or are we wasting our time?
Well, I've said for the several days, for weeks, I want to get as efficiently to the truth as we can. And if we have to go through all the other different counsels and investigations and we still end up doing the independent counsel anyway, this will probably get us to the end result quicker. That being said, I have complete confidence in Mike Conaway, who's the chairman of one of the committees. I have confidence in our bipartisan House and Senate intelligence groups as well. So I just want to get to the truth very efficiently and get rid of all this white noise that's going on.
Is it kind of put everything in a frozen position, and it's kind of on hold, all the things that the president would like to get done? The health care, I know that's moved from the House now over to the Senate, and eventually probably come back to a House-Senate conference committee to work out the differences. You've also got the tax reform. Are things on hold right now? Can you get anything done in Washington?
Oh, I think we are full speed ahead. It's hard for me to speak for the Senate side. It looks like the Democrats are kind of tying up some of the afternoon time so we can't have more debate. But over here on the House, we're full speed ahead on a Financial Choice Act, which is going to basically gut Dodd-Frank. We're working on other things that we can decrease regulation. Tax reform is front and center. We need to get a budget done. So I think the House and Speaker Ryan, the leadership here, are very focused on full speed ahead. The Senate is always slower than we are, but we're not slowing down. We've got an agenda, and we're going to keep trudging forward.